लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today we are going, hopefully, to a chef, because I saw him doing a chef vertical. And you know, I'm a cookbook publisher, so I have to ask, what about the cooking skills? And hopefully something nice will be the answer, because I don't know many men who can cook really good. But I think he's also good in other stuff and acting in vertical space. And that's why I'm honored to have him as a guest. And I say hello to my podcast. Hello, Hunter Cole.
Hello. I am so happy to be here, Michaela.
Question.
What an honor.
Does it mean Cole? In Germany, we would say Cole. What's the English pronunciation? Cole?
It's not as fancy as that. It's more like Cole.
Okay.
Not too far. I mean, but I am German, so that's obviously the correct way to do it. Cool. But here it's kind of like the store Cole.
Do you have a second name with the German one? Hunter Cool?
No, but my middle name is Richard.
Huh.
But that's Richard. Not I don't know if that's German.
In Germany we say
boring.
Richard. But in Germany only really old guys named Richard. Okay, so no, Richard is cooler.
Oh, no, yeah, it's nothing that exciting. It's just Cole. My middle name is Richard, I guess you could say.
Yeah, no, Hunter. Hunter is a really good one. So good that I would have named my dog after it.
I would be so honored to be named after your dog.
Maybe the next one.
Not too late to change your dog's name in honor of
me. It is, because it's written in his papers.
Oh, well, all right. Next one, then.
Yeah. I have to choose the next one with a perfect litter so that I can call him Hunter.
Exactly.
Litter
exactly.
Him. Because my other dog is called Bo, because he was from a bee litter.
I never heard of that, being from a bee or D or whatever litter.
Yeah,
it's
if you when you get your dog from a official breeder, not from a shelter or stuff like that, an official breeder. Here in Germany, it is said that the official breeder has on the names of the litters, it starts with A, B, C, D. At this, how many litters he had, you can see it by the names of the dogs later. So you can see how experienced he is in breeding.
Oh, interesting. I never knew that.
And the other dog I had, he died at the age of 8 in October.
Oh, I'm sorry.
His name was Elvis, also Black Oof. Lab.
That's a good dog name, I'll have to say, Elvis.
Yeah,
I like
he
that.
was kind of rock star. He rocked my nerves sometimes really hard. But yeah, he was an Elvis, because he was from an E-litter. So yeah.
I love that.
Kind of knowledge this late in dog breeding.
I love it. No, I love it. I would love to have a dog. I had a dog named Buddy growing up. He was a mini dachshund, hot dog.
Oh, dachshund. Oh, really? I once thought about one additional to my black labs.
Mm-hmm.
But they are very sometimes.
Yeah, they're difficult. This is a crazy story, but my first ever check that I got for my first acting job when I was like 13 years old, I did a commercial for AT&T. It's like a phone company. I
Okay.
did a commercial for them, and the deal was that I could spend the money on whatever I wanted, and my
Are with your
parents.
parents or what?
Yeah, they had no idea. They thought I was gonna get like a toy or I don't know what else would you get when you're 13, but I wanted a dog, and I got a dog, I dachshund, and I thought my parents were gonna get divorced because my dad didn't know about it, and my dad came home from work and saw the dog, and I called the place and I was like, I need to return the dog. My parents are gonna get divorced, and they're like, it'll be fine, and they like just like hung up on me. But then my dad was the one that named the dog.
And he loved
So,
it.
well, the dog fell asleep on my dad's lap. Well, my dad was so mad, and he looked at me and said, "His name is Buddy." And I went, "His name is whatever you want it to
Okay,
be."
if it's all, as long as you're fine with the dog, you can
Yes.
call him. Yeah.
Yes.
And
Exactly.
to be honest, the dog has always an official name, but also nicknames.
Of course, yeah.
My younger dog is the chaotic one. Because he had already two surgeries until he was 19, 14 weeks old.
Wow.
He ate a big stone, so they had to open. Yeah. He's really chaotic a bit. So I call him
Gosh.
more the chaotic one, not
Yeah,
the
I mean, that
official
makes
name.
sense.
Only when I'm angry, I call him the official name. It's like with children.
I was just gonna say, same thing with kids, yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly the same. So. Cooking skills. I saw you
So
did a
let me.
cooking vertical. So now tell me, because I spoke to some others who did also a cooking vertical, and they said, open and honest, I don't know how to cook. They had to show me how to handle the knife correctly.
So yeah,
So
so
what about you?
I just wrapped a show. It's called The Missing Kitchen King. I just finished shooting it like 2 days ago.
Can you tell me on which platform it will be published
It's gonna
or?
be on NetShort.
Okay.
It's called The Missing Kitchen King, and it's based off a show that did really well in China. And it's a crazy, crazy story. And long story short, I know how to use a knife and chop, but I do not cook. Actually, it's so embarrassing. Molly Anderson can attest to this. My oven at my apartment is, I don't use it. It's just filled with sweaters and boots and shoes.
Serious?
Yes.
Why?
Because I don't cook, I don't use it.
You cannot cook or you don't cook.
I probably could if I tried. I mean, I don't. It was so funny because on the shoot they had a stunt double that would come in and do all the crazy cooking stuff for my character, and they would go, "Well, let's just film you doing a wide shot," because you can't really fake it when it's the wide shot. Excuse me. Of you like putting, what was I doing? Oh, I was putting onions in like the thing, and I was supposed to be flipping them. And I said, but I don't know, I can't do that. They're like, yeah, you can. Sure, it's easy. Just put the oil. So I'm doing it, and the onions are flying everywhere, all over the kitchen. And I'm trying to like stay in character and act like it's going amazing. And they're like, cut, what are you doing? That looks horrible. I'm like, I told you I don't know how to do it. So I don't know how they probably won't be able to use any of that. But no, in New York, honestly, it's tough because space is so limited, and although I do have a like a kitchen here, it's just so much easier to order food. And sometimes it's cheaper.
Really?
Yes. Just that the price of everything here is so crazy. Like, for example, a friend of mine just had a son, and I was going over to meet his kid and, hang out with him and his wife, and I said, can I bring anything? They said, it'd be great if you could bring dinner over. We're so exhausted. So a friend of mine was going over too. We pitched in and we made tacos and guacamole and all the stuff like a Mexican night. And then when I added it up after, I was like, wow, that was like $140 for dinner for four. And I looked up how much it would have been to order tacos online. It would have been like $70. So it was like more than double to make it. And then
Yeah,
I had to.
but normally self-made food tastes better.
It's just too much effort. Then I had to put it in the containers and get an
You're
Uber and
not
make sure.
patient enough.
Yeah, and then you got to clean up. It's a lot. So maybe eventually I'll get into cooking, but I'm curious when that show comes out if it looks like I can cook because there's some
I will watch
crazy
it.
stuff.
I will watch it. No, because lately there were so many cooking verticals, and you see exactly. Okay, I cook a lot. I published a cookbook. I cooked here. I was invited here in Germany to different kind of TV shows to cook for two Michelin star chefs. So I will probably say I'm not so bad in cooking, and I have a lot of really expensive knives because good knives are so important in the kitchen. And when
Right.
you see the cook verticals and you see that they cannot use or hold the knife correctly, why there are so many intimacy coordinators, stunt coordinators, why don't you get a detail coordinator for the vertical you are shooting?
Well, I will say this is my first cooking one that I had done, but Net Short did have a experienced chef there. That did everything else, that did all like the close-ups and the insert shots, I call them. But this show is I don't know how to explain it. There's almost elements of magic in the show. So there's things that happen. I don't want to give too much away, but for example, at one point I walk up to the there's like a cooking competition in the show. I walk up to the table and I just put my hand out and the knife magically flies into my hand and I catch it.
So
So there's a lot of very like fanfare and big movements, and then it gets into the real cooking. So I did a lot of the crazy performance stuff, and then when it's close-ups, and there's actually something in it that's so cool. I cut a fish so well in it that somehow the fish stays alive after I cut it.
Okay, I see. So that's a type of totally new story, not some boring old storyline
No,
bullshit like
it's
the
good,
last
and
ones.
I'm really excited to see it come out because it's so different from
Okay,
anything that
one
I've ever
question.
seen.
Is there a billionaire in it?
There is a billionaire in it, but it's not like a central part of the story. It's just
But
somebody
why
that's
is the billionaire needed? I don't understand it so often
I
why
don't
there
want to
is
give away
always a
a lot of this.
billionaire needed. No,
The
doesn't
billionaire
need.
is actually needed because the character that I play is just this poor guy that knows how to cook, and he works at a restaurant, and the restaurant is about to go bankrupt, and they're trying to impress an investor to save the restaurant. So
Okay,
it's not like it's not
so
a typical.
normally it's enough if he would have been a millionaire, for
Yeah,
example.
usually it would be revealed at the end that I'm not a poor chef. I'm loaded. But
Are
that's
you
not
a
this
fraud?
story.
Is it really you? And that
Yeah,
discussing in 60 minutes? Oh no.
that's not this story. This is an interesting story, and
That's
I'm
good.
happy that Net Short picked me to do it. So I'm excited to see it come out. I hope people like it.
Maybe in, when did you say you wrapped it? 3 days ago? Maybe in 2 months?
Yeah, maybe I
At
would say, yeah,
December?
probably max 2 months. I've actually, because Net Short is pretty quick. I did a
Okay.
show for them recently and it's already out. A show called Two Alphas Faded to Me. I did that less than 2 months ago and it came out like a week or two ago.
Oh, okay. So maybe the chance is high to see it roundabout at the beginning of December. Yeah.
Yeah, it should be, I think it may be out actually before Thanksgiving, so we'll see.
Wait, Thanksgiving is when? Sorry, we don't celebrate it here in
November
Germany.
20, I think it's the 24th here.
Okay. No, we don't celebrate this. So I'm not
Ah, okay.
informed when Thanksgiving will happen. So, yeah. So, how many verticals have you said you did so far?
So it's getting to the point where it's hard to keep count, but I think it's either 24, 23. 23 or 24 since June, which is crazy. So that means, what is it, June? I've been doing them for 16 months now, A little
So
over a year.
roundabout one per month.
Yeah, exactly. There was a
And
point where I was doing three a month, but that's
how
too many.
many of them were werewolves once? Because I know you're in
Oh,
a lot of werewolf ones.
take that back. No, that's not true. No,
No.
I think I've only done two or three.
Really?
Yeah.
Vampire one?
No. A lot of us look the same, so maybe you're confusing me with something
No,
else.
I don't know. I not mean Griffin Blaise because he did also a lot of werewolf stuff. I mean you.
Who?
Griffin Blaise did a lot of werewolf
I
stuff.
don't know a lot of the other act. Well, I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't think I've done a lot because the while they're very entertaining, I'm not that big of
Or
a
I have rewatched them so many times. I
maybe.
don't
So I did one Chasing My Unwanted Something. I did the one that just came out, Two Alphas Faded to
Yeah.
Me on that short. And I think one more. So maybe three.
I have to check that. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah,
What
I
was
think
your
it's the
favorite vertical so far you've done?
my favorite one. So it's definitely the cooking one that I just finished. I really liked, and I just got to do one with well, the first one that started it all with Mariah, Divorced Billionaire Heiress.
Yeah,
That one is
it was for the first one. It was really a really big one.
I
It
know, I
hit the top.
still
It hit the market on a great point.
I still can't believe that because it's still I get messages sometimes from companies because I guess it's on a it used to only be on Shortmax, now it's on Dramabox, it's on a
Yeah, it's in
few.
a, on a few platforms at the moment.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it has over 1 billion views, which is so crazy to me.
It's impressive. The first vertical and so a big shot.
Yeah, I don't I mean I obviously love it and I had a great time doing it, but I'm still Mariah and I still can't believe it. And it's in like eight or nine languages now. So it's weird to see our faces with the different voices and everything.
Oh, I can tell you, some verticals are synchronized to German and it's so bad you cannot watch it.
Really?
Yeah, because when you know the origin language and the tone of the language and speaking of the actor, I just saw one, I think it was Nick Ritacco in it, which was synchronized to German, and Nick Ritacco normally have a really deep voice, and the synchronization, he was so high speaking, and it was so ridiculous, so ridiculous.
That's funny. I'm curious how that happens because when I used to live in Asia and I used to voice very popular K-dramas, I would do the voice in English. But I will say the guy who did my voice for the French version, they got a real cool sounding guy to do my voice.
I
So I'm
will
curious how
check
they picked.
what's your German voice is.
Please, yeah, I'm
I will
curious.
check it. I will check it. Yeah. No, so that's the reason why I only watch the verticals in English. I
With the
cannot
subtitles and stuff.
No, without
Oh.
subtitles. Yeah. But I cannot watch the Chinese one on some platforms. There are also Chinese ones. But it's too you have to watch the subtitles to understand what they are
Right.
talking about, and that's a bit
No, I know. I know what you mean. But I was trying to
So
think. I was going to say,
when
going off what you said before, it would be Divorced Billionaire, The Missing Kitchen King, and then I did one with Rebecca
Stanton.
Stoughton. Yeah. It was called, what the heck was the title? Oh, Big Bad Daddy, You're Busted.
The titles are
The titles
sometimes
are
so
crazy,
stupid,
but
really.
Rebecca and I had so much fun on that shoot. We laughed our asses off. We had
Where
so
did
many
you
fun.
shoot that?
We shot that in LA, in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And there was this one scene in particular. It was an intimacy scene. And we did what we were calling the Titanic hand on the glass,
Okay.
where her hand goes up and then my hand comes behind it and then pulls it down. And but in order to do that, they had the arts department in the car with us, with a professional steamer steaming the window and the car in general. Mind you, I'm in a suit. Rebecca was in a dress, but it was so hot in there. And in order to get our hands the right angle to do it, I was like crouched down under. It was just so funny, but we had the best time filming that show. It was some of the lines are so crazy and funny, and we just leaned into it and made it a little bit campy. We just had a lot of fun with it. So
So when you did your first vertical with Mariah, how did you get to this role? Because it was directly a lead role. Normally, all the actors and actresses I spoke with started with being dead in a werewolf one or so a typical day playing role to start this whole journey.
I guess that's true. I mean, I've been doing entertainment and acting since I was a little kid, and luckily have had a good amount of lead roles in the past few years. And I'm not sure how they found me, but I got a direct message on Instagram.
Oh, really? And did
And
you
yeah, it
know at
was
this point what verticals were?
no. So I got a message on Instagram. I was on vacation with some friends, and I remember this guy who's a good friend of mine now. His name's Tim. He does casting. He messaged me and said, "Hey, I'm casting this show. Can you do a video call with the director?" And I said, "No."
Nope.
I was like, "I'm on vacation. Sorry. Maybe when I'm back." And he's like, "Please, the director's available." I forget what it was, like the next day or something. The director's available now. She would love to meet you. Her name's Ying. She's one of the owners of this company called Journey Entertainment that produced Divorced Billionaire, for short Max. And my friends were at the beach. We were about to go on the boat and just have a beach day. And then I was like, "Oh, I probably should check this out." So I did the call, and I was kind of confused about what it was because the script was so crazy. I was like, "Wait, it's an arranged marriage, a contract marriage. I don't really understand." And he's getting set up by his family. I was very confused. The storyline just didn't make sense to me. But then the director was great, and we chatted, and I didn't have anything booked for the time that it was shooting. So I was like, "You know what? Sure." And I did it, and then I met Mariah that first morning on set, and I was like,
Was it
"What are
for
these?"
her also the first one?
No, she was well known, pretty well known already at this point. I don't know how many she had done, but I know
She was experienced in verticals already.
she was experienced. She told me she had a few crazy viral ones. I don't know. I think that they were maybe werewolf ones or anyway. But so it the first morning was kind of crazy, and but yeah, I was cast as a lead in the first one. I didn't know what it was, and I actually almost left set because I told the director, "I think that this was a mistake. I don't think this is for me." And then Mariah talked to me and was like, "Let's have fun with this. Don't overthink it. It's not that serious," and blah, blah, blah. It's like a good acting challenge, all these different reasons. And the director kind of said the same thing. So I stayed because I never walked off a set before. I just really was like, "I don't think that this is right for me. I'm confused. I couldn't grasp what we were doing." And then I just had fun with it. I met Paige Smeltzer on that set too. Actress named Piper, who was great. So many of my actual good friends were on that set, and Mariah and I are very close now. And I just had fun with it, and I kind of let go of everything else, and people really liked it.
And then you were trapped in it.
And now a year later, I've done 23 of them. Yeah, which I'm so grateful for them though, because before all this, I was booking some great stuff every now and then, but like most actors, I was bartending, doing catering, anything I could to pay rent. And now we're all really lucky that we get to just work as actors and do this. So it's really been great.
So when you take a look back to your first shooting and to the shooting you wrapped 3 days ago, what has changed in the vertical shooting in this year?
So I'm curious what all the other actors say about this, because what I've noticed is that, so when I first started, for example, that was like a 110 page script or something around there. We shot it in 5 days. Now, something like that would be minimum 10 days.
Okay.
So the quality, I think, has really gone up. I mean, The Divorced Billionaire, I think the quality was great then
It was
too.
good. It was really good.
But now the speed, I think people take more time with it. There's a lot more attention to details in terms of costumes and continuity and effects and everything. And we don't rush through over 20 pages a day now. So there's a lot more time taken for certain things, because I think that these apps and companies have seen that if you make a real great quality product, it's kind of worth it to take the time to put more effort into those things. And yeah, just more time into the casting, everything all around. It's been really like this last one that I did. The casting was so great. Great and specific on it. I know they took time to do those things. And I think that the stories, I know people love the billionaire stories. I think that they'll still get made. But for example, this one that I just did, it wasn't a love story about a billionaire. It was about a chef who had a tough life.
Was
And
there no stepmom, no stepsister?
nope.
Whoa. No kidnapping?
No kidnapping.
No banquet scene?
There was no banquet scene. Nope.
Ooh.
I know. So I
Slapping?
think that there, and actually, I was talking
Slapping?
to, what'd you say?
Slapping?
There was maybe one slap
In the whole show.
in the whole show,
Oh, that's an improvement. That's really an improvement.
and the slap only happens because somebody gets betrayed and they're upset. They're not.
Okay. So no
So so
kidnapping.
so so compared to, and there's no kiss between the male and female lead. So there was a
Hidden
lot more. Just
identity
there was n hidden identity.
and
No,
contract
actually,
marriage.
no contract marriage.
Holy moly!
So that's a big difference from the first ones that I've done.
Absolutely.
So yeah,
That's
there's.
really,
I've seen
that's
a lot of
amazing.
changes in terms of that. Even the one that I just did with Rebecca, the storyline is not very typical of verticals. But I do know that people watch. I know you may be getting sick of the billionaire ones, but I know that the numbers show that people still watch them.
Yeah, because I think, I'm one of the maybe first addicted people in this space. For me, the story is repeated after 1 year roundabout. You
Right,
see,
right.
okay, so and you see a lot of exactly same stories, but only with different casts. So that's kind of not entertaining anymore for the long addicted audience, let's call it that way. But I think because verticals are at the beginning and they are increasing in the audience more and more, there are always new audience who haven't seen the billionaire stuff. So I
Yeah.
think, and that's what I kind of don't like, that the platforms don't take risks to do kind of new stories as long as the old one work.
So that's something that's changing too within the last year. Like for example, NetShort, who I've been working with a lot recently, I was talking to them about how it was refreshing that this cooking show is different. And they said that while people still like the billionaire ones, they are producing more original content and they're going to see how it does. So, I mean, It's just tough because unless people watch it, it won't get made. So I hope that the audience is more people like you that are open to watching new stories. Because even for me as an actor, while I'm so grateful for these opportunities that I have, for example, because of The Divorced Billionaire, how well it did, I've gotten like probably more than this, 3 or 4 show offers that are the exact same story. One of them I got offered, the characters were named Brian and Isabella, which is from The Divorced Billionaire, and I said, "You guys aren't even going to change the name, the names," and then I did not do the show, but I saw it came out, and I think it's called The Billionaire Who's Divorced or something. It's like this, just like the same
You
words
know,
or
the thing
whatever.
is, there were some storylines, totally exactly same storylines, and published with different casts on different platforms only, I think, 3 or 4 days
Yeah,
away,
it's,
you know?
they just, yeah, I mean, it's a business, so I get it, and they, like you said, if they can get new audience, great. It's brand new for them. I mean, I even see that shows that I've done are being, they're doing new posters for it and just releasing it on a different app to get a new
AI
audience.
posters where you don't even recognize who is this is. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if AI is used on them, but it's
It is, believe me, it is. You can see it. As a studied informatic one, you can see it that it's AI comp. Yeah, but you know the thing is, it's fine. As long as the audience keeps it, it's fine. But the platforms, there are so many platforms right now. When I started watching Verticals, I had only, I think, 4 or 5 platforms on my smartphone: the classic one, ReelShort, Drama Box, Short Max.
Short Max, yeah.
I don't know, 4 or 5, and now I have 49 on my hand, on my smartphone,
Oh my God, I didn't
because
even know that. Wow.
there are a lot more. There are a lot more you can install. Right at the moment, it feels like every new show who drops is on a new platform. That's so silly. That's so silly.
I'm curious to see what happens because it just seems like there's so much content coming out
Yeah,
that.
some platforms, for example, ReelShort, is dropping 5 or 6 shows per week.
Wow.
And sometimes, for the audience, it gets more and more kind of annoying sometimes, because in some week they're dropping in total maybe 40 new shows. And if you want to watch them, because of the total difference of platforms, you have to keep so many memberships, or you have to buy so many coins on every different platform. It's getting really expensive. For the audience, it would be really better if there would be, let me tell you, 10 platforms, and that's it.
Yeah, I just think that there's so much money being made in it that it's
Yeah, everyone wants a piece of the cake.
yeah, I'm curious to see what happens because I know that there's, I know Fox got in, Disney got in on some of this stuff. So I'm curious to see what happens. And ultimately, it's going to be the viewers that decide who, what time and energy is put into what platforms. So I guess we'll just, I think only time will tell to see what happens with everything.
Do you watch your own verticals?
So I've watched, when they come out, I'll watch a decent amount of it. Sometimes I'm already like if I'm just working on another project, it's just tough for me to have time to watch them. But yes,
In
it depends on
total,
the
or
timing
only
when.
some episodes of it?
Yeah, I at the very least I watch the first 10 that come out because I'm
Until
always.
you hit the paywall, because in the first 10 episodes, mostly of the story is told.
Well, because I think that usually the first 10, there's a lot of crazy stuff that happens. In the first 10 also,
Absolutely.
but I watched most of my one that just came out on Good Short, which was crazy with Rebecca. I've obviously seen Divorced Billionaire. I don't watch all of them also because sometimes the memory of shooting it is so great that honestly, like, I sometimes I forget about the whole like the whole storyline, so I just kind of like to have the memory of shooting it live in my
Yeah,
brain.
that's good. That's good.
So, and I just, as an actor, some people like to watch their stuff, some people don't. It depends. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm curious how that scene came out, so I'll just try to see that one scene. But it really depends.
Is your family watching your vertical stuff?
No, they don't watch my stuff.
Not even your mom?
I don't think, I don't think my mom has. Maybe the, again, the first few episodes. I do know that my younger cousins and their friends definitely watch them, because I'll go
Okay.
to like a family party or something, and then yeah, they'll make a reference to a show, and I'm like, did you watch that? But I forget that anybody could watch it. I'm like, oh, how'd you see that? Like, what do you mean? It's all over TikTok. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really watch a lot of my own stuff, just some of it. But I do have a big feature film coming out in the next year that I just got to see almost the final edit. So I did watch that because I'm really excited about it. But
So, what do you prefer more, the horizontal or the vertical shoot?
I think they're both are so different. I love the people that I get to meet and work with on the verticals. I've made so many great friends from them. From casting to crew, obviously the actors that I work with. But I think in terms of time and energy that I'm allotted to put into horizontals, I do really love the chance to get to do those, like a feature length film where we'll have over a month, 2 months, 3 months to film it. Verticals are so quick. A lot of times I'll get booked on one and they won't send me the script till the night before. So, you really only have the night before to go over 110 to 20 pages, depending on the length of it. I did one where I did three in a row, so there just wasn't time to really go over a lot of stuff. And it was the first day of shooting, and like, do you have any questions? And I'm like, yeah, what's the name of my character and what is the show about?
More? Why not? Do you have any special tricks to learn your lines?
There's a few different things. I mean, I know a lot of act everyone's different, but I'm very lucky where I have a photographic memory, so I can kind of look at it. If I process it once, usually I can remember it. Like I can like see it on the page in my brain, if that makes sense. But sometimes, there's a lot of lines in verticals. So for me, like, let's say there's like a big monologue and weird words in it, I'll try to remember the order of the words, like the initial, like don't you dare touch my wife or something like that. I'll remember DDTW. That's easier to remember than the whole thing. So then when I say it, it'll like come out. I'll like be trailing it in my brain. But a lot of times it just helps if I run it with the other actors, because it's like a normal train of thought where even if I don't remember the last two lines, I can go off of what the other actor just said and go, oh, that's where that line is. And then in another actor, oh, and then my line comes. But some people I see, they write their lines out to help remember them, or they record them on a voice memo and they listen to it over and over. I just have to look at it for a little bit, and then if we get to block it, then I'm usually okay.
That's good. What do you
Thank
need on
God.
set?
What do I need on
What
set? I
is
have.
important for you on set?
So this is a weird thing that I got Mariah into also, actually, but they're these sugar-free sour candies that I have. I probably have a thing of them laying around here somewhere. Maybe not, but anyway, they're the little sour candies that I eat throughout the day, and then just water. I'd probably have like three iced coffees a day. I'm not that picky. Almonds, cashews. I like a lot of nuts on set. That's about it. I'm not that picky.
No. Are you kind of
No.
diva?
Am I what?
A diva?
No, I'm easygoing. As long as I have my little station where I could have my stuff, I have a little mirror that I travel with that I bring with me. Yeah, usually during I'll usually try to take a nap during lunch instead of eat, just because it's just such long days. So as long as I have a little pl even a place on the floor, I'm happy.
Yeah. Place on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, did you have a, or do you have a role model in acting?
Oh gosh, I get asked that pretty often. It's I think it's a mix of a bunch of different actors that I just admire where their careers have gone. Ryan Gosling has done some great stuff. I would love to do a lot of similar roles that he's done. Leonardo DiCaprio, obviously. Yeah, I would say a mix of those two. I really like a lot of the work that what's his name? Barry Keoghan has done. I like that he does a lot of kind of indie, kind of different weird movies. Like he what was it Saltburn that he did?
Okay.
Do you know what
Okay.
I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think I know. I'm not sure at the moment, but I think I know. So,
Anyway, a mix of those. I really like to do unexpected roles and kind of weird roles. I don't get offered them a lot because of the stuff that I've done. It's more like, oh, the billionaire, the this, the that. But
what
this film that I
would
have
be a
coming out,
challenging
though,
what?
I was going to say more challenging stuff I want. But the film that I have coming out is called The Last Vigil, and I get to play a really odd character. It's a psychological thriller. So that's what I'm really excited for people to see that one.
Where will it be?
Hopefully it'll be in theaters, but at the very least it'll be streaming. I don't
Okay.
know what streaming service it'll be on yet, but hopefully in the next few months I'll be able to
Okay.
find out.
So you said you started acting in school?
I started when I was
Or
younger, like a lot younger. So I'm a middle child. I have an older sister and a younger brother. And my older sister, when I was very young, wanted to act, and my parents got a singing, like a vocal coach and an acting teacher to come to the
Okay.
house.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, and because I just wanted to be like my older sister, I begged them to do it too, so I was copying her. And then I auditioned to go to performing arts high school, and I got in, and I got an
Okay.
agent when I was like 14, and I've just been doing it ever since, really.
So there was never kind of other dream job as a kid? Always acting?
It was pretty much always acting. For a few months, I thought I was going to be an architect because I used to like to build Legos and connects, and I had these big, massive things that I would build as a kid. And then I took a few architecture classes, and I was like, no, I don't like this.
Too technically, no, thank you.
There was a class about cement or something, and I was like, this
Yeah.
isn't what I thought it was
Not
going
okay.
to be.
It's kind of different to acting, huh? A little bit.
Yeah, it was like a
So,
lot of math and engineering work, and I was like, ugh.
yeah. I totally understand
Yeah.
that. I'm getting asked a lot why I've studied informatics, because it's also kind of math stuff and
Do you
databases
like it though?
and I studied business informatics, not the technical informatics, so it was also kind of useful for me. I here in Germany we have a different school system like you have in the US. I went to the gymnasium and it was kind of specialized for business economics already. And when I finished gymnasium, the IT branch got a really big boom in it. And studying only business economics was for me too theoretical. No, I don't like it. It was so, okay, everyone is studying business economics. And I tried to combine it. And at this time, the SAP software, big software company, published or released their new big software. And my studying was kind of compared to working in a company. I work 3 months in a company, go back to university studying 3 months, then I go back to the company. So it was kind of dual system doing it. And my company was really big and international at this time already. And they did a rollout for this SAP software and was one of the first biggest companies who runs this software. And I saw that, and for me it was totally interesting to be functionally to understand the IT side of it, but also to understand, because of the business economic studying, how the users have to work with it to do a great business process in the company, to run the company's daily business. So I got specialized in project management. And later after that, I did SAP rollouts for this big company in their other companies in countries in the companies. So for me, it was not super technically. I don't have to program the stuff. I have to translate what the users needed to the IT. So it was kind of more in between both. And that's what I liked. So I have some colleagues, they really like the total technically stuff, only doing every day 8 hours programming the stuff. So no. And for me now, it's really great to give lectures at the university, because that never gets boring, because every 3 months I get different kind of students. And for me, it's more enriching to share my knowledge with them and see how they process in this stuff, like going to an office 8 hours every day and program.
I get you. I tried to do the whole office thing once.
It was nice to do it for a kind of weeks, but I love more, you know, get connected to people directly. And for me, it's more challenging because you never know what kind of students you get and how motivated they are and how good they are in learning and stuff like that. So every time you get new students, it's kind of a challenge, because when you are doing the exams at the end of the semester, for me, it's always interesting to see, okay, what have you done, or how lucky you were or not. So yeah, I love that more. But to be honest, I'm not working full-time anymore. I'm working part-time job because, you know, work-life balance stuff.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Yeah, you're because lucky. I had nearly a burnout with all the IT project management stuff, because we flew from one country to another. It's like a vertical. You finished one and you started directly the next one. And so, yeah, I was nearly a burnout, and the doctors told me that was the reason why I needed the brain surgery also. So the doctors told me, okay, after the brain surgery, you have to think about what you will do in your life, because in this way, it doesn't work anymore. You are not getting old. So the chances were 50-50 that I wake up after the surgery, and I swore to me, okay, if I will wake up, I will change it. I'm not willing to give up the life for working. So I changed it, and now I'm working part-time. I have my big garden. I grow and harvest my own fruits and vegetables, cook about stuff like that, published a cookbook because I wanted to.
Oh, good for
did
you.
Also
wow, that's
some
so
TV
scary.
Stuff. I did also some acting stuff, but not vertical. And yeah, so no, you know, I did more, or I'm doing more of the things, as you said so nicely before, that keeps me memories in the brains, not anymore. It's not about how much money you get. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For me, it's more the great memories and the quality. So, yeah.
I'm glad you got the opportunity to to change things. That's so scary.
I needed last year a heart surgery also.
Oh my
Totally
God.
unexpected. Yeah, my life is like vertical drama.
It
You can make
is.
out a show of it. Yeah, so every time you see this, that's why I'm having my dogs to keep down, to be go outside, to go for a walk, to chill a little bit, not to get so overstressed.
Oh, well,
So
I'm glad you're doing better. That's
it's fine.
I'm glad you changed it. No, yeah, that's scary stuff.
No,
Gosh.
that's life. That's not scary stuff. That's
I
simply
know, but
life.
it's I'm glad that you're doing better though.
Yeah. But you have to. The thing is, that's why I'm not the kind of typical super nerdy fangirl of Vertical. Like in this space, there are some people who are kind of super nerdy, fangirly moment. And for me, I'm not critical. That's wrong. I like to see how this industry changes, how it's improving. I like to see when the actors are improving from show to show. And for me, it's really important to get entertained. You know what I
For
mean?
sure, definitely, yeah.
And I'm more the kind of person who wants to know all about the stuff. That's why I'm doing this podcast. I'm also doing episodes with crew members, with the fans. I want to know what makes this so special for everyone to get along with. And that's really interesting. For me, it's totally interesting because I spoke to an intimacy coordinator. I will record an episode with a script supervisor and stuff like that. So I try to understand more the point of everyone in this really fast growing vertical space. So for
That's
me,
I
it's
think that's
totally
so
interesting.
cool. And I think honestly, as much as people like watching the final product, I think that also me just as like a consumer in general, I think it's so cool to see the behind the scenes stuff and how it all comes together. Even when, I mean, when I post stuff, I try to post more behind the scenes, raw things rather than like the polished product, because I just think it's more interesting to see personally. And I think a lot of people feel that way too. So I think it's cool that you're doing this for
I
sure.
spoke to Roberta Sparta, director, and the first question I asked her before, because it was the first episode, was who are the crew members? What's the position of everyone on set? What are they doing? And she was this. And I said, what, so many? And she
Oh
said,
yeah.
yeah, there are so many people on a set to make this happen. I was totally overwhelmed. I hadn't expected so much of that.
I did one, the one I did with Rebecca at one I th on the last day or the second to last day, we had 72 people on set.
72.
72.
How many
And
actors? Five.
I was just gonna say, I mean, that for actors, I don't know if you saw that show, but you know, there wasn't a ton of characters in it. But we had there were stunts people, and then we had somebody operating the drone, and we had a crane operator, we had four motorcycle stunt people, we had a different stunt person for the car. Just it's just it goes on and on and on and on and on. So yeah, there's a lot that goes into these productions. So, and what's cool is that a lot of the crew and stuff that we get the opportunity to work with have done such amazing things and are so experienced.
And they're getting
So,
so less credits in the
yeah,
verticals.
that's something that I wish would change. And I have seen it change a little bit since I've been in it, but the credits in general, I think, need to be done. I don't know if it's because they come out so fast, they just put them out and don't take the time to put the credits out, but that's definitely something I would like to see for sure.
Yeah, because sometimes it's really hard, even if it's a new actor, you as the audience don't get the chance to get to know who this
I know.
person is. So that's kind of weirdo sometimes. And I think that's for the crew members who put so hard work in it to make this happen, it's shitty.
I know. And you know what, something I think might help is if viewers, and I know it's hard for, you know, people that watch these to do this, but if the apps heard from the people watching it, like, we want to know the credits for everything, who was involved in this, that would definitely help. Because I have seen at least the last few projects that I've done, not everyone, but a few people do get mentioned in it, because I never saw that before up until like the past three
that
I've done.
Sometimes you see whole credits at the end, but it's not often, really. So when you did your first vertical, there wasn't an intimacy coordinator, or?
No, well, the first one I did was, I guess technically is a love story, but the most that happens is that Mariah and I kiss at the very, very, very end. But that's it.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't even think that they showed it, to be honest. It was more just, you know, ballroom scenes, people arguing, sitting around a table.
Yeah, so there was, typical stuff.
So there was no intimacy coordinator for that. But, you know, I know it's been changing, too, in that regard. I was lucky enough that anytime I really had intimacy scenes, there was an IC on set.
Was it good? Was it needed in your
opinion? I've had nothing but good experiences with the shows that I've had. But I know some people haven't. So I'm hoping that it's all changed now for the better.
Yeah, hopefully, because when I spoke to the intimacy coordinator, Karen Donovan, was it? She told me, I asked her since when it's typical to have an intimacy coordinator on set. And she said it's not so typical in every show. It's because of the money, the budget. And she told me that the actors feel more comfortable when the scenes are coordinated by someone.
Definitely, yeah.
Than than the director or the producer. So that's why I'm asking how it is to work with an intimacy coordinator and stuff like that to get said what would be best, why you would have to put the hand and stuff like that.
Right. I mean, a lot of the times there's been a few sets I've been on where they ask, would you guys like one? And it's always... Yes. I think it depends too, because, you know, sometimes I do shows where I've worked with the other leads a few times. So if we're comfortable, it's kind of like, oh, well, if there's not really a lot in it, it's okay. We can figure it out. But if it's someone I'm working with for the first time, we're definitely like, yeah, that'd be, please.
How is it to do a vertical and you get to see your co-star on the first day of shooting and maybe to start directly with an intimacy scene? Is it weird?
I mean, yeah, that's happened. That happens. I don't know. It's hard to explain because going off what we said before, there's a lot of people on set. It's not like it's just you two and it's like.
Yeah, but don't you have to get some kind of connected to make look right real? No.
It would help if we had time to do that. But a lot of times it's all moving so quickly. So. Usually we'll meet the morning and we'll both be in hair and makeup and we'll get to chat a little bit. Where are you from? A lot of times we have a lot of mutual friends because of the industry is kind of small in terms of the people that do these. So that helps. We'll look, you know, we'll add each other on Instagram, see, oh, you're friends with so-and-so. Oh, cool. I did that, you know, and that helps break the ice a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
And then at the very least you have that. But then when you get into the scene, you have to just be honest with each other. Okay, what are you comfortable with? What are you not? And the IC is there that helps, obviously. But you just gotta...
It's a job.
It's just a job. You just gotta be professional and do it. And it's not that awkward sometimes because, you know, it's a full house in the room. We got the sound person, the lighting people, the directors, the, you know, PAs running around. So it's not that awkward because everyone's just kind of like, let's get the job done. It's not like, I don't know. Some people are like, "Don't you feel like this and that?" I'm like, "No, it's work. There's a sound guy right next to you. Like, it's." I hope it comes across as realistic and blah blah blah. But it's when you're doing it, it's very technical. Stand here, face the light here. Don't go past your mark. Make sure you do this. Don't touch here because that's where her microphone is. It's very technical. It's like a dance almost.
Okay, so zero romantic atmosphere.
No, it's not. It's hot
No.
usually because there's too many
Okay.
people in the room, and it's. And a lot of times, if the angle's a certain way, if you have to kiss, it's you can fake it. Like a head can be here, here, and you just do this, and it looks like you're kissing, but you're not really.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I'm serious. It's just very technical.
Okay. So now I think I'm watching it different now.
Well, not, yeah. So now, when you can see which angles. It's being faked, or which it's not, and
So no true rom-com.
very if it is, it's very rare. It's usually very, it's all movie magic and smoke and mirrors. I hate to
Yeah,
ruin it,
okay.
but
So every time I have a male actor, question is, how many towel drops do you have in your career so far? And how many proposals did you do? How many wives you have?
how many weddings? So towel drops, I think I've done, my God. Probably like a lot of times these shows blend into one. Maybe like six or so, five or six.
That's a lot.
I guess that is a lot. I mean, out of 20 something, that's like less than it's like a quarter. But I've probably had 15 weddings, maybe. 15 weddings, 15 wives.
A lot of alimony, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember how many kids I've had. I think I've only really had two kids though.
Oh, really? Because the funny thing is, I spoke with Kaylin Peluso, and she did 17 verticals. In 15, she were pregnant, and in total, she has 22 kids.
So,
Because every show she has quadruplets, twins, triplets,
Right.
stuff like that. So she has 22 kids at the moment in 17
Now I kind
verticals.
of, that's so funny. I would have to go through each and see, but at least, as far as I can remember, I will say I just did a werewolf one with Autumn, and at the end she finds out that she's pregnant with triplets, but we never get to meet them. So I
Okay.
guess that counts, but
How was it shooting with kids? Because
It's
the kids
interesting,
actor looks so professional.
yeah, they are professional. I will say though, it's long days, long shoots, a lot of pages, so it can be tough to kind of keep their attention on set because it's just moving so quickly. And kids, they get bored, right? But I will say the ones that I've worked with that I've been cast with, I just worked with this young actress named Anastasia, who's great, very professional. In between takes, she's a normal kid, right? Running around, being crazy, crawling all over us. But then when they say action, she does her job. So, yeah,
That's really
it's interesting.
impressive.
It creates a fun atmosphere on set for sure. But it's kids get tired, obviously, and they don't work as many hours as everyone else, obviously, because they got to go to school. And on set, they'll have an on it's called an on-set teacher or tutor for them. They have to do schoolwork. So it definitely adds different elements to the shoot and different boundaries, but it's fun, and I think people really enjoy seeing kids in these shows.
Yeah, there are a lot of shows with kids lately.
Yeah.
So, last question before we did a five question quickie.
Okay.
What has acting taught you for life?
Oh, what is that? That's a great question. I think separate from on-camera stuff, I just think acting has taught me just be open to whatever comes your way. Every day on set is completely different, which is my favorite part about the job. And She's taught me to be more open, kind to people, more understanding. You just meet so many different personalities and types of people with this job every day. You know,
The kind
sometimes
of empathy also.
empathy, just understanding. You know, you meet some really great people, some not such nice, just in and not just acting, any job. When you meet
Yeah,
30,
you cannot
40,
get along with everyone.
when you meet 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 people a week on a job, it just really teaches you how to manage different personalities and be understanding for people, never know what other people are going through. So yeah, it's just taught me to just be a, hopefully people agree with this, just be a good person, be kind, be understanding, and just be willing to go with the flow and work towards things. You know, a lot of times on these sets, things go wrong, things don't go as planned, the schedule, you can't keep the schedule, and while a lot of people on set and at work freak out about everything, I just go, I'm here to have fun. Let's just do what we can do and not freak out.
Not freak out. That's good.
Yeah.
Does it work? Not freaking out?
Yeah, I mean, I know, you know, there's a lot of money in these shows, but a lot of times we you don't make the days. It's tough to do 20, 30 pages in a day, right? So people get anxious and tempers are high and people freak out, but I always just try to stay calm. I'm like, this is not the end of the world. We're not saving lives here. It's all going to be okay.
That's really good if you can do that. I think that's also good to keep a good mental health in this crazy world, isn't it?
Definitely. And an actress who I keep referring to, Mariah Moss, has kind of helped me with that. The first, I did four shows with her, maybe. The first one, two, maybe, I'd be like, we're 6 pages behind. What are we going to do? Blah, blah, blah. They're going to have to add another shoot day. And she goes, it's all going to be fine. We're here for 12 hours at the very least. And if we go into overtime, we go into overtime. Why are you getting so worked up about it? I'm like, you're right. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
So she's helped me to calm down anyway, but yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really good. If you have someone or something that keeps you kind of calming in the stuff
Yeah,
to
and it's
not
just like,
freak out.
and it's acting. It's not, I know it's a, we're lucky to do this job and be making stuff that people enjoy, so I'm not, I don't try not to get take it too seriously.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. So, five question quickie till the
Okay.
end. I'm doing it with everyone. Same exactly one. Going back to cooking and eating, what's your favorite dish?
My favorite dish would have to be a mug because you can, it has a handle on
And what do you love to eat? What's your
it.
favorite meal?
I'm just messing around. That's a funny Demi Lovato interview question. My favorite dish, I'm a really weird eater. I get cold cuts or like sliced cheese from the deli and I roll it up and I dip it in hummus with hot sauce. That's like my favorite food.
Have you ever tried German food when you're a German one?
Yes.
What?
What's it called? The well, sauerkraut, I like.
Because we have so many different type of regional German food.
I think sauerkraut is my favorite, though.
Yeah, that's good. I made in my cooking book is a recipe for sauerkraut waffles.
Ooh, you have to send that to me. Maybe I'll.
Do you
My
have?
mom likes to cook German food, so maybe I'll see if she can make it.
But it's in German.
Oh, well, then that's gonna. That's a no-go.
Oh,
I can translate
oh,
it.
yeah. Oh, she has to put it through ChatGPT to
Yeah,
translate
that's
it.
fine.
So no, there's a lot of typical German food. And a kind of Austrian food because my mom is from Austria.
Okay.
Yeah,
You have to send
so
me the link to it.
I can send you the book
Well,
in
send me the digital version if there's a, for that recipe so I could translate it. It'll be easier to do it online.
Yeah, exactly. I will send you the digital one for
Cool.
it. Yeah, we'll do that. What's your favorite film? What kind of films are you watching?
Oh, so my favorite movie of all time is Jaws. And what am I watching? I love psychological thrillers like Shutter Island, Inception, that sort of vibe. The Sixth Sense,
Okay.
M. Night Shyamalan. Yeah. Those are my favorite type of
Interesting.
movies,
And what's your
thrillers.
favorite type of music? What song keeps you in a good mood?
I love so many different types of music.
Depends on the day or what?
Yeah, like right now I don't know if you could hear it, I have classical music playing in the background. That's like kind of when I work from home doing emails and stuff and self-tapes. I listen to classical music. But I like alternative. I've been listening to a lot of 90s music right now, like Alanis Morissette.
Oh, that Alanis Morissette is really good.
Yeah, so that I've been listening to a lot of 90s right now.
That's good. 90s stuff is good. 80 and 90s stuff is good. The classic ones. I listened lately to a lot of ABBA.
Ooh, okay.
Because it's so, no, it puts you always in a good mood. And ridiculously, you can sing every song along. I don't know why, but you know every song.
Right. I have to go back and I can't remember what ABBA songs I know, but I definitely know the
Dancing
artist.
Queen, surely. You
Oh,
are
God,
the
yeah, okay.
dancing
Okay,
queen.
okay.
Or Waterloo, or Mamma Mia,
Yes. Okay.
or
Okay.
this stuff.
No, I
So
know them then. I didn't realize. Wow, they have a lot of big songs.
they have so many. Thank you for the music. You know that song?
I would have
So
to listen.
I'd say thank you for the music, the
Yeah,
songs I'm singing.
I think my
Thanks
mom is a
for
big fan of them.
all the. Yeah, it's so great. ABBA puts you every time in a good mood. You have to check that out, really.
Okay, yeah.
It's really good. So, last two questions. What's your favorite vertical? Big slash, what vertical would you advise of yours for a new audience to watch? To
Oh,
get the
God.
real vertical drama. You know what I mean? So.
I think it would have to be the first to get the real vertical experience, like the classic. It would have
Yeah.
to be Divorced Billionaire Heiress that I did with Mariah Moss.
It's all in it, huh? Yeah, it has
That's,
all
I
in
mean, that's every vertical thing happens in that show. And then in
it.
terms of like more different ones that I would want a new audience, like they would feel new to audiences, the ones that are out. I would have to say the one I did on Good Short, the title is crazy, but Big Bad Daddy, You're Busted. I think it's a different storyline. It's funny. There's a lot of funny lines in it. But the one I have coming out on Net Short is going to be, I think, one of the more exciting ones I've
What
done, the
was the
cooking
name
one.
again?
The Missing Kitchen King.
Missing Kitchen King. I have to watch that.
I'm curious what you think. It should be out in the next month or two, so you'll have to
Are
let me
you
know.
open for open and honest opinions?
Yes, of course.
Okay. No, the thing is, I'm doing with the six big review ladies of Instagram every month a vertical recap of new outcoming shows. And we are also talking about stuff like which new vertical disappoints us and which one was more hyped than it really turns out and stuff like that. So I'm not sure if everyone is totally happy about it, but
No, I
we
definitely
spoke
I'm
very
curious what people
open.
think.
Yeah,
And a
you
lot of
know,
times.
I hate this formal sugarcoating every time.
I think that people need to hear what other people think about them too. And as an actor, I mean, like, I don't write these shows. I don't produce them. I don't edit them. So I go to work. I do the best that I can. I have fun. And then I can just hope that people like them. But I'm
Are
not
you
taking it
reading
too
some
soon.
reviews?
Not really, no.
Okay.
It depends. If they come across my out in my algorithm, I'll see them, which a lot of times I do, just because I have so many
Yeah,
different
they
people
tagged
that it,
you or stuff.
yeah, or in this community, just my feed, it comes up. But I don't really like search them out, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I understand it.
Yeah.
So, last question. What genre you want to see more in the vertical space? Or new genre, for example?
I would love to see, You know what I really want to see? I want to see more, as a viewer, more thriller and more horror genres.
Okay, I cannot watch horror
I
genres.
have not seen one horror vertical of you.
Late today dropped Game of Choice on Tall Flicks.
That's not a horror, though. That's just
I haven't watched it yet, but I saw a review of it that it was good pointed to be in the Halloween week because kind of
okay.
wild stuff in it. I haven't watched it yet. So I don't know, a typical horror one? No, I don't think
That one
so.
does look good, though. I have a lot of friends that worked on that. That definitely is a newer genre that hasn't been made
Yeah,
for
and I
vertical,
read a
but
lot of good reviews already of it. And
okay.
when I spoke to Michael Vaccaro for the podcast, it was long before this get published now, the Game of Choice, and he told me that that's something totally new in the storyline,
That's great.
and it's a really great cast. So I have to watch it before we do our monthly recap episode because I think that would be a topic to speak about. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping it does well. I have a lot of good friends in that too, and it looks I heard so many good behind the scenes
The
stories about it.
trailers looked really good.
Yeah, it looks great, and I hope that the audiences like it, because that means that more shows like that will apps
Yeah,
will
it's
be more
great that
open to
Tall
making
Flicks
it.
took the risk to do
Yeah.
that. I really honored that because I think it's kind of risk to do that.
Definitely. That's why I hope it does well, because I hope more apps will make more stuff like
I'm
it.
sure it will. As so many reviews I already read not 24 hours after releasing it. I'm sure it will. I'm sure.
Oh,
We'll
good.
see.
I have to check
Hopefully.
it out too.
But I have to check you first out as a cook. And
Yes.
then we talk again.
Yes, please. I want your honest opinion, even if it's Hunter,
Okay.
you suck.
No, I if that's the case, I want to say it kind of more nicer.
Okay. Well,
Maybe
I had so much fun chatting with you.
maybe I will send you then a picture. But if I would say to you something really hurtful, I will send you later a picture of Dion again so that he can keep you up in a good mood, okay?
Yeah,
Okay.
break the bad news to me with a picture of him. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of more maybe. We will see. No, I'm sure it's good. I'm sure. The BTS I saw looks really good.
It's really well done. So I think people will enjoy just seeing the cooking elements, and there's like magic elements in it and everything. And the
Yeah,
cast was great.
Nature produced lately really good shows. So
Yeah.
I'm very hopeful that it's good. That it's
And there's
good.
a lot of comedy in it too, which I think which should be
Oh
fun.
yes, that's totally needed in the vertical space,
Yeah.
more comedy. More comedy
Definitely.
stuff. We will see. Hunter, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank
I will
you.
send you later, as I told you, the link for the Christmas markets
Yes, and the cookbook.
and the cookbook. I will, I
Yes.
will, I will. Have a
All right, thank you
great
so much.
What day is it? Monday? Have a great. Yeah, sorry, I'm a bit.
No, it's okay.
Have a great week. Great upcoming works and shows. And stay in
Yes, let's
contact.
keep in touch online. Thank you again for this.
Yeah, bye, Hunter.
Bye, have a great week.
Thank you. This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.